You have no authority. None. Mexico City. What were you doing there?
I was taking some overdue holiday.
So what's going on, James? They say you're finished.
What do you think?
I think you're just getting started.
Magnificent, isn't she? 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. A few little tricks up her sleeve.
Do one more thing for me.
What do you have in mind?
Maybe disappear. Tell me where he is.
He's everywhere.
We should go there. You're crossing over to a place where there is no mercy.
You're protecting someone.
Get away from me! Why should I trust you?
Because right now, I'm your best chance of staying alive. This organization, do you know what it's called?
Its name is Spectre.
Cody, we're here.
Yes, we are.
And feel the wind. Don't give a fuck what other critics say, because no one's opinion matters but P1 and Codysseus. If I drink the bottle, I have to finish it all. How do I drink? How do I breathe? How do I feel when I finish all of it? I feel love. Give me my bottle, and I'll have you crying like you don't know. I love. Because the bottles are on the wall. I call that song "The Bottles on the Wall."
On the wall. The writing is on the wall for you fucking haters, right? Goddamn.
The bottles on the wall. I will be singing the rest of that song this Thursday. Movie spoilers episode, whatever episode it is. The writing's on the wall, indeed, Cody. Because the writing's on the wall that this movie fucking sucks. I love how this silly shit is too much for people, but Fast and Furious, oh no. Furious 7, oh no, that was just right, Cody. That shit's critic proof, Cody. Some motherfucker told me, what do you expect from Fast and Furious and James Bond? They make it seem like every goddamn James Bond film is a fucking epic adventure or some shit like that, though. How many bad James Bond films we didn't had now?
Oh my god. Actually, I think we have more bad than good.
Yeah, thank you. We really did. And a lot of them, especially recently with that Pierce Brosnan fucking era, that's for sure. I think he only had one good one right out of the four he did.
Yeah, Goldeneye, that was it.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the first one. People, we here to talk about Spectre. Now, Cody, I had to call you in on this because, you know, I had a nice little review. Look, and I did it special, too, because I made it 24 minutes for the 24th Bond.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I'm trashing that shit right now, because that was before all the rage came out of this 61% I'm looking at right about now, which I just find to be some utter, complete bullshit.
It is completely asinine. People, what movie did you fucking watch?
They said that Quantum of Solace is better than this.
Granted, we both like Quantum of Solace, but come on, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I like Quantum of Solace. Don't get me wrong. Because when I hear people bring that movie up, they go, oh, my God, it's one of the worst. I don't know what it is with Daniel Craig Bond films and people not liking them, but damn. Yeah. They are really trying to. You know, if the brother does quit, I don't blame him. You don't deserve him. You don't fucking deserve him. The dude has been fucking outstanding as Bond. Matter of fact, if you really want to get down to it, I think he's made 4 good to great Bond films. And it probably don't get no better track record than that.
I agree. I truly, honestly believe this is the greatest Bond era.
I agree with you. I'm with there completely, 100%. Even as some of the problems with Quantum of Solace, there's a lot of entertainment value in those in that movie.
I agree.
And this one, I don't think is nowhere. I ain't gonna say nowhere near. I don't think it's as good as Casino Royale or Skyfall. Mm-hmm. But I think it's damn pretty good, and just probably 10 points away from it, maybe. Mm-hmm. People will go ahead and give this. So, you know, Sony and MGM, they happy right now because they finally were able to accommodate those rights of that they've been holding on to, of using the Spectre and all this Blofeld and all this great stuff. They haven't used these since, I think, Diamonds Are Forever in 1971. Uh-huh. And now they finally have the rights to use that, and they just said, oh, we're going to throw all that shit in. I thought, they said, we're going to make a perfect match of the Bond we have today and bring back some of those old Sean Connery moments, if you will. And what we got here is Judy Dench's character back in Skyfall, M, she leaves a video recording message, if you will, for Bond, saying, need you to find this guy, and when you do kill him, I want you to attend his funeral. Poof, the rest will be history for you. So Bond goes on a manhunt to find this man and this organization, Blofeld, who we later find out in the film. And he's pretty much just out to kill his ass, just like any other fucking Bond mission.
True.
And that's your synopsis there. I mean,
It's pretty basic.
It's pretty fucking basic, just like every fucking Bond film, if you ask me. But I don't know when Bond became so complex or whatever. It's just too simple for me. It's just like, ain't they all simple? I mean, it's just a man. It's been 24 films, Cody.
People misconstrue the fact that they did kind of ground the Bond movies when Craig came in.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled away from that classic Bond angle.
Oh, yeah.
And the longer they've gone on, they've gotten closer and closer to the classic Bond. Like, this shit is like straight up fucking classic Bond, you ask me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is probably easily...
but actually good.
Yeah, this is probably the closest out of the Craig films that came to the Sean Connery ones.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. You know, a lot of people was talking about they didn't like the humor that was in it. I was like, it's the same fucking humor from fucking Skyfall. What are you talking about? It's the same
shit. The part where he was aiming the gun at that mouse.
Oh, that shit was funny because I thought he was drunk. I was like, damn, why is I'm having flashbacks now? I think that's. Oh, this movie's sexist though, Cody. It is sexist towards women.
Bond's been going on for what, since the 60s?
Yes.
And now this shit is
hey, you know, Cody, and you know what their reasoning is? See, well, now, since they grounded it, it's not cool no more. You know, it's not, it's like, what? I don't think it ever was cool.
No.
Did y'all see how he just raped Monica Bellucci? I don't think that was rape.
That wasn't rape. She looked like she was okay with it.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, she was kissing on him first. He was just kind of caressing
her. She didn't want him to leave.
Exactly. She was like, stay with me if you want to. So, yeah, I don't think that's called rape. Rape is when she's screaming stop and no.
Yes, she already had a rape scene. What is that movie called? I forgot that shit was called.
Yeah, what the fuck was it called? I forgot.
It was a Danny Boyle film. What it was, I forgot.
Whatever. It's funny. The another thing about that too, though, was that you know, all this cry about, oh, it's just rape and look disgusting, whatever, stuff like that. You know, James Bond, he's kind of a rapist. The thing about the Monica Bellucci part, because one person was telling me, you know. It was just kind of weird because, you know, it was just a funeral before. And I was just like, you know, in that scene, he does call her bluff on not caring about her husband. And then she even says that, no, I didn't care for him, but he respected me because of my silence and stuff like that. So I don't see what the problem was, Cody, in that scene.
I don't see the problem either. People just like things. They just find things out of the way to bitch about nowadays.
This is Jurassic World all over for us again.
It's actually worse.
Yeah, actually, you know what? You're right, because Jurassic World at least got a decent rating, and I think I think this deserves at least in the late 70s era, early 80s, somewhere in there, because I enjoyed the fuck out of myself watching this.
I did as well. Even with the 2.5 hour runtime, I thought it went by pretty goddamn quick.
I gotta say, man, I'm not a fan of the 2.5 hour runtime, but James Bond films, because Skyfall was 2.5 hours too.
Yeah.
There's something about James Bond films that I don't mind being 2.5 hours, because I never feel the length of those.
I agree.
I enjoyed the fuck out of the 2.5 hours. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and get in my negatives, because I'm gonna get my positive. Usually we do positive negative, but I'm gonna go get my negatives out the way. Yeah, because I don't agree with the rest of these ignorant motherfuckers. But one of my negatives was, like I stated in my earlier review that you'll never hear, but the nanobots. Mm-hmm. That was a little goddamn silly. Now I was like, okay, come on. I mean, it was quick, so it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So I don't really mind, but I was like, come on now, we didn't gotta go that far. But that's like one of my nitpick problems, if you will, whatever. One of the problems that I did have though is what's this chick's name? God damn it, I forgot her name already. Fake ass Scarlett Johansson.
Damn.
I'm gonna fuck her name up. Leah Sado. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck her name up. That part where she told James Bond she loved him. That's some bullshit. You don't love him. It's just a simple fact that you in danger right now, and that's just the only thing you can think of.
That shit came out of nowhere.
I can tell you this right now, Cody. That relationship ain't gonna last long, and he will be back at MI6 in a week. I wouldn't even call this a problem. This is probably more of a problem slash plus I've had for the film, because I kind of liked it in a way. I like the style of it. I wish Blofeld was on screen more.
I agree with that. I also wish they had more money.
Yeah, but my negative on Blofeld too, but my positive for that though is I kind of like that he wasn't on screen. I like that mystery about him and everything, whatever. So I'm kind of in the middle on that one, where okay. I wish there was more of him on screen time, but at the same time, just him not being in the mist and James Bond traveling the world looking for him and stuff, I was like, I kind of like that in a way. Uh-huh. But the actor they had, Christoph Waltz, did such a great job playing him.
Yes, he did.
Because Cody, okay, that's a positive. I can't say. What was your negative, though?
Like I said, I wanted more Blofeld.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted more Moneypenny. Mm-hmm. What else? Trying to think, there's that middle section when they go to the desert. I thought that could have been trimmed a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
That's basically more nitpicky.
Beautiful cinematography in that shot, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, looked great.
Most definitely. I wish they gave Batista a bit more to do.
Same.
Yeah.
He had a great fight scene, too.
Yeah, I wish he actually had more dialogue, actually.
Hey, what are you talking about? He had a lot of dialogue. He said shit. I thought he played a badass henchman, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, other than that, I can't really think of any more negatives. Oh, probably one more. I know people probably barely remember Mr. Fucking White.
Oh, Mr. White.
They probably could have explained that better, because obviously we pay attention to Big Bomb fans. We know who the fuck he is.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I mean, we remember him. We remember Quantum and all that. So maybe they could have explained that a bit better.
I think for a casual girl that haven't seen these Bond films, whatever, you probably get lost in that. You know, like you said, we're a Bond fan, so you know we remember every one of those. I mean, even Quantum of Solace and stuff like that. Which, what I like about Quantum of Solace to this one is Quantum of Solace left a lot of ends open, and I felt like this kind of closed it in a way. As you can see, people, our negatives are. They're not really necessarily stuff that stops a movie or puts it to a halt or anything like that. I think they're more personal preferences we have. I think the biggest negative, like we said, yours was the Mr. White. Mine would be she loved him or something like that. But even at that, I was still with the movie. I was still going with it. I was still having a good time. I'm with you on that desert scene, but I that was one part of the movie where I was admiring the fuck out of the cinematography.
The cinematography was great. It wasn't even Roger Deakins. It was somebody else.
Yeah, it was the guy that did Interstellar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same guy.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it was funny because someone was telling me, I didn't even think the cinematography looked that good. It's just like, if you don't have Roger Deakins, it doesn't look good. And I was just like, oh, bull, get the fuck up out of here.
Bullshit. Okay, that makes sense. Interstellar shit.
I thought this movie looked beautiful. I mean, it didn't have that one shot like in Skyfall where he was on in the building with that light and shit like that. It didn't have that moment for me. But the shots itself, especially in Mexico too, that looked fucking gorgeous, man.
Oh man, are we getting positives now?
Yeah, we can get into positives. And the first part I gotta go ahead and say, Cody. No, you know I'll let you go first. I don't wanna let you go.
Okay, man, that opening fucking sequence
kicked ass.
Woo! Dude.
That's one thing about a Bond film, Cody. They know how to open up a movie.
My God, you know I'm a sucker for tracking shots.
Oh, hell yeah.
And this one here.
It was so beautiful.
My God, Sam Mendes, man, I salute you, because golly, this might be one of my favorite opening sequences ever. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, man, the opening sequence in here was just, I love it. Well, that's what I like about Daniel Craig Bonds, though, man. But going back to Quantum of Solace, Casino Royale, even Skyfall, all of them had such great fucking openings where you just like, and the thing is, they just drop Bond in a place and the movie just goes. It just flows, whatever. And you're just like, okay, I'm pumped now. I'm ready to go with this one, man. So, and this one had a great, you didn't know what was going on here, because and then he takes the mask off, and it's Bond, and then he's just on the rooftop, and which, by the way, Daniel Craig, man, he ain't the best-looking Bond, but I can tell you this right now, and no Bond wears a suit like Daniel Craig.
Nobody could. I mean, every outfit he had in here, stylish.
You know, where that dude had to talk about tailor suits and shit like that, because this dude was rocking the fuck out of that gray suit, and I was like, damn, this dude looked good. I mean, he just, there's something about him that just has the confidence level of it, because I heard someone complain talking about, he just doesn't look concerned about that. I was like, oh my God.
You know who he is? Have you seen the last 3 months?
Cody, you're killing my brain right now.
Dude, James Bond, come on now.
He's not supposed, even if he is afraid, he's not supposed to fucking show it. Come on, that's part of his training and shit. I mean, dude had his ball smashed in the first book. Okay, Cody. If you live through that, Cody, you can live through any goddamn thing and shit. I mean,
dude had grills in his head, this goddamn movie.
Oh, man, that shit, the suspense in this movie was fucking off the charts, man. I hate to get past your positive, because I really want to talk about that more. So we going to talk about that some more, because that opening scene was just fucking incredible. But I got to get this out the way. I got to talk about this, because this is all I've been thinking about since I saw it a second time. How fucking suspenseful was that scene where he walked into where Blofeld, where they had the meeting in the trailer and shit?
Oh, yes.
That shit was good off the fucking chart, just man.
The way it was shot. You see Blofeld in the darkness.
It was beautiful. It was fucking gorgeous. And you see James Bond walking back for Batista comes out in the background.
Batista comes out,
smash
that dude's eyes in.
Yeah, smash that. And then breaks his neck or whatever. And then Blofeld's like, he's having motherfuckers move microphones and shit for him and shit like that. It's like, what the fuck?
Blofeld, he's looking straight ahead the entire time. Somehow, someway. You know, Bond's in the fucking room.
He's like, I smell somebody's dick that's been used in here. And it was just, Sam Mendes, man. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, you get a standing fucking ovation right now, whatever. Because
the
way this shit was shot, Cody, man. I was like, this ain't even the most action part of the movie. And I was like, this is the best scene from this. Like, this.
It was beautiful.
Because we know who it was. It was Christoph Waltz. But at the same time, I was just like, damn, I feel that. You feel that? It's called goosebumps, right?
And that presence across the entire room.
Yes, they stood up for his ass. And he was like, no, you can sit down. When he called that black dude over, how much did you just whisper in your ear? It's like, oh, fuck, that black guy's dead. Like that black guy fucked up somehow. People, the way you see it in the trailer is the way you see it in the movie. They don't show his face until he says, aren't you Mr. Bonnie? His head just comes out of the shadows and shit, and Bond just knocks some dude and throws his ass over the fucking balcony and jumps out, and then this car, that badass car,
that car chase.
Woo! Oh my God. And 009, he can eat a dick.
What song was that playing? When he got to the car.
Oh, I'm trying to remember what it was, because I love the fuck out of the music in there too. Another thing that ain't getting crap, man. A lot of people just shitting on a lot of nitpicking negatives here, and you know, it's funny because they were talking about that train scene, and the train scene. It was like nobody was on the plane. I mean, on that train. I was like, you do realize they're in the middle of the fucking desert, right?
Thank you.
Who the fuck else would be?
Did you ever say, wait, I didn't call the cops or anything? Like, whoa,
what cops would you call for this shit? Nah, what cell phone signal you getting out in this bitch? Huh? All right, can you hear me now, Cody? Good. Yeah, I'm gonna call the cops on this. Oh yeah, okay. Eat a dick, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah, another complaint a dude told me, and I even heard this in another review on that motherfucker Tommy. I swear to God, that is something. They said that straight up. Where'd he get that plane from, Cody? What was the first thing you saw when he was on that plane or whatever? That plane, the airplane base was right next to this fucking hospital, man. Man, come on.
They were literally just looking for shit to pick out. I swear. I was like, hey, give anybody a chance? It's like nothing.
Doesn't it take like a couple of minutes to start a plane before? I mean, they only took like a minute or two to get there. I was like, man, you saw these dudes drive off far. Come on. I don't know if you know, Cody, but a plane is faster than a car.
Yeah.
I think that's common sense, right?
Yeah, you would think, yeah, that's common sense.
Which, by the way, that plane scene kicked ass, Cody. I didn't care. Oh, my. Man,
well, every action sequence in this bitch kicked ass.
You know what the best part about this, though, Cody? And I thought about you the two times I saw this, because this shit had me laugh or whatever. When James Bond looked at that fucking smoothie, I see him. You know what? Standing ovation again. I say, God bless you.
That was awesome.
That shit was beautiful. That was art, Cody. That was that motherfucker said, like, I need a vodka martini or whatever. He was, we don't serve alcohol. And he brought, I don't remember what kind of smoothie it was. It was some kind of fucking blueberry waffle. Like
celery, some shit.
It was some celery shit, whatever. And he looked at that and said, you can flush this shit down the toilet or something. I was like, yes, that's the Bond I know, man. I love the fuck out this movie. I don't give a fuck what no one said.
I thought it kicked ass.
Yeah, it was up there for the music was. I mean, everything technical wise, everybody was complaining it didn't look like Skyfall, or whatever. I was like, it doesn't look like Skyfall, but it looks like its own. It looks damn good. Okay, it looked like Sam Mendes did it.
Fucking good.
It looks fucking good in here. Like you said, the action scenes in here were fucking great. Love that fight scene between him and Batista on the train.
I would even put this movie's final sequence over Skyfall's.
What happened at the end of you know what? Yeah, I would put that up there with you. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I actually enjoyed the fuck out of the ending of this or whatever, especially
that whole little game setup. Yeah, like some Jigsaw shit. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, now you know I'd have left that bitch. I'd be like, yeah, you bluffing or whatever. It was almost in the sense that he was waiting for Dan Craig said, you just don't die, do you, huh? Just fucking dumb. And I love when Blofeld took him to his little quarters and shit like that, and he was showing Leigh Sado the videotape of her father killing herself and shit. These scenes had a lot of suspense to them, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about Christoph Waltz and Daniel Craig on screen yet, but you just expecting something to pop out of it. And it was just, I thought it was intense. It had a lot of suspense to it. And when he's yelling for a homegirl not to watch the video, and he gets his knee busted out and he knocks him out. And next thing you see this drill going on his head. Man. I'd have gave up.
You see, this is how you do past relationships and make you feel for it. Remember that shit they tried pulling Spider-Man 2?
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers didn't know each other before. Nah.
Motherfuckers throwing rocks on the wall. You remember when we did that? No. We don't.
When Bond and Blofeld, you're like, yeah.
They got some history. There's definitely some history. And then, you know, when even Christoph Waltz saying my dad raised him and stuff like that, I was like, and I think that's more of the reason why I don't mind the 2.5 hour time frames in these James Bond films, because I feel like with this and Skyfall, I was getting so much story in those quieter moments like this. I'm just like, yeah, I want to know. This is a more, I think this Casino Royale is a better James Bond film than Skyfall, but I think that I the reason why I like Skyfall more is because I feel it's more personal.
It is a more personal story.
From a story stand base of James Bond, and I think that's why I like it more, but I totally get Casino Royale is definitely a better film. But that was another reason why I like this, because I was like, it feels, once again, personal. We're getting into some stuff that, you know, about James Bond's history, his past, you know, when he was a kid growing up. I mean, Blofeld's father is the one that raised him. I was like, come on now. No critic pointed this out, like, as a positive. I was like, come on. Dude, this is some interesting shit here. Why are we so quick to blow Daniel Craig off, man? What who did he fuck? Well, besides every woman in these movies.
I have no idea.
I'm with you on the Money Penny. I kind of wish he was in here more, because I really like that flirtatious relationship they had in Skyfall, where where she's pretty much saying, you ain't never gonna get this, you know.
Yeah. when he called her, and she hears that dude in the back, and he's like, who's that?
Who's that? It's like a jealous fucking ex-boyfriend or something like that. It's like, oh, no, I'm over you. But who is that? No, seriously. And I love it, because they have that conversation. It's like, in the middle of the night, you have a friend over? It's like, aren't you being chased right now? Yeah, whatever. But you got some dude over? Seriously? You never gave me no ass, girl, but you giving up some random dude? What was the other? This is one thing we got to talk about that a lot of people shit on, too. The tie-ins. I like the tie-ins. I thought the tie-ins was badass.
I didn't mind it at all. I get that some people believe that undermines every past villain throughout the franchise or throughout this saga.
But oh, yes, they do.
I don't agree with that because on their own, they all get great performances. Well, mine is that Clemens Hall is a villain.
One of the negatives we have about that film, yes.
Yeah. But in my opinion, that doesn't take anything away from the Chief or especially Silver. At all.
No, because, a lot of people were saying, or at least a couple people I know, they said that this ruined Silva and Skyfall for me.
No, like, not at all.
See, now I tried to point this point out. It's just like, but he already had a problem with M in Skyfall.
Yeah,
Blofeld hired him because they have a similar interest in things.
Yes.
So I don't see how that would ruin something. I mean, let's just say me and Cody want to do podcasts. We're friends. We have a similar interest in things. Why not do it together, right? I don't see how that ruins what we could do on our own or something like that. I don't get that at all, actually, or whatever. Why should that ruin the Skyfall for you? I mean, I love the arrogance of Blofeld saying that, you know, I've been in the area every time he was around. He just named off those villains and stuff, and he was just like, I was the one that executed best. When he said that, I was just like, and then he looked at homegirl and was just like, oh, yeah, she was the serious one. I was just like, you fucking dick. I said, I hope Bomb whoop your ass right now. Vesper was a hell of a lady.
Yes, she was.
When he said that, I was expecting Bomb to lose his shit. I ain't gonna lie. Because I saw that look in his eye when the camera went back to him. He was just like, hey, he's like, I'm gonna keep my cool, but you still a fucking bitch right about now, you know? And then when he brought up Silva and M, I was like, yeah, dude's getting personal now. I was like, all right, yeah. That's why I liked about him not being on screen is the fact that he had all this shit under his mastermind plan and shit like that and didn't have to lift a finger.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that villain needs to get his ass whooped right now. I liked a lot about this movie. I had more positive than I did about negatives. I enjoyed the shit out of it. And as much as I don't care for that song or mainly Sam Smith singing it, because I know you got that lisp thing and shit going or whatever. I thought the song in the credit sequence was badass.
I loved it.
I don't see why people were shitting on that when I was like, this looks no different than what Skyfall and Quantum of Solace had. I mean,
I don't get it.
I mean, just, I don't know if we remember the abstract women that were dancing in Skyfall. That was doing. I was just like, yeah, that's, well, what's different about that? I mean, it looked cool as shit to me. The Day of the Dead sequence, though.
Man.
That's probably the best action shot scene in the film for me.
That shit rocked my socks off, man. Just the scope, that tracking shot, the whole shit that happened, the helicopter.
Cinematography of it.
Everything about it, pitch perfect to me.
And you know, the part about this part, too, is where the production had the most problems with, because Mexico didn't want to be, the country they were in, they didn't want to be shown in a bad limelight of things. And you know, so a lot of production time was being put on halt for this part or whatever. I think that's another positive in the movie's fault because a film that was put on production problems like this or whatever, they had a lot of production problems as far as the location shots that were at. I thought the location shots came off pretty beautiful, if you ask me.
I agree.
And the one here with the Day of the Dead, I thought that looked badass. It was very unique and stylish and stuff. And I know... people are complaining about, oh, you mean to tell me he did all that for a ring? No. Did we miss the part after this where he played a videotape of M saying, this guy, kill him, show him to his way? Did we forget the relationship of him and M in the last film? I mean, damn, Jesus Christ. They do realize that these are all Daniel Craig Bond films. They tie in somehow or whatever, right? We do know that, right?
They tie in. Like
yeah, thank you. These ain't just solo films where you just go like, oh, we don't remember. These ain't Simpson episodes. We remember the thing from the last episode. I mean, that makes no fucking sense. Well, I was like, they did it on episodes too. They was complaining about, I didn't even know what was going on. What was they doing for this? And I was just like, M told him to kill that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a great relationship with M. Skyfall showed us that their relationship is almost like a mother-son figure. So, yes, he trusts her to do this job.
Yeah.
And did that job well because he kicked his ass out that helicopter. That shit was awesome. I said, that dude's dead. I said, yeah, that dude is fucking more than dead. I said, that dude is... Oh, man. Cody, you got anything else to say, man? I feel like we're missing something here. Fuck you, Chris. I don't know.
Let's give another fuck you to the haters. Yeah. Let's do that.
Fuck y'all, man.
No, I think that's it, man. I honestly have to say I enjoyed the live fuck out of this movie.
You know,
this
sucks, man, that this has to be Daniel Craig's, if it is his last film.
Well, apparently they're saying it's not.
Yeah, so. I'm just throwing that out there for the haters and shit like that. Because you fucking haters, man. I think this is probably one of the best franchises we got going right now as far as... I have yet to seen a terrible fucking Bond film from Daniel Craig yet.
Yep.
Where I couldn't watch it. And here we getting some of the best work we've had. We got Sam Mendes, who didn't want to return, but then he said, hey, this is a great script, and I'm going to work with this and stuff like that. Came back and brought his great track and shot ass into this film, whatever and stuff. And you motherfuckers... You just fucking nitpick and complain about some of the stupidest fucking shit. And I ain't seen half of you people give fucking passes to in previous fucking films and stuff. You gotta be fucking kidding me. This movie is fucking great. I love the fuck out of this, man. I seriously did. I love the fuck. I loved it so fucking much. I got in my car today, drove fucking 40 minutes to Laguna fucking Beach to go to this luxury theater because I said, I'm going to experience this because I want to put my money into this film now. I want to put, that's how much I like it. I'm going to put my money into it. I went in there and paid for a $21 ticket and bought a meal with this motherfucker. I ain't even talking about any meal. I'm talking about dessert, Cody, and a fucking vodka martini. I ate like Bond in this motherfucking theater.
Ate like Bond, as you should.
Yeah, shit. And that motherfucker brought me a smoothie, and I dropped that shit on the floor and said, you can pick that shit up. I don't want that shit. I want a vodka martini. And I told him, too, dirty. I said, dirty. Two olives, please. Yes.
Okay. You know, one other thing I wanted to bring up, I thought Madeline was actually the strongest Bond girl since Vesper. So.
You know, we didn't, I guess we didn't talk about her. We got all the characters in here. Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes was in the action this time, Cody.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was in the action this time. And that motherfucker fast, too. You saw him in that car? I was like, damn, how the fuck he get all of that? We got Ralph Fiennes in here. He's done a great job still as M. Moneypenny in here. She's retired from the field, like we know from the last film. She's a secretary now and pretty much working behind the scenes, helping Bond out here. We got Q returning. Still got his smart ass remarks with Bond. I thought they had some great dialogue together as well. That's another thing I heard too, was bad dialogue. Did you get a feel for bad dialogue really in this film, Cody?
No, not really. I didn't complain about him and shit. The other dude was the greatest actor. The head of the
C.
Yes.
Andrew Scott.
Yeah. He wasn't. Actor.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I think
but
he was.
But I really didn't have a problem with dialogue, honestly.
And then, you know, like you said, Madeline Swan here. I actually liked her character a lot. There was the beginning of it when James Bond saved her with the plane and stuff like that. She was kind of annoying right there, but I thought she got better as she went along.
I agree.
And I like that she asked the questions finally to Bond of why do you do this and stuff like that. Or, this is how you want to live your life. And I like I really love the dialogue he said where he told her, I didn't really have a choice in the matter of this. And I was like, yeah, I guess that kind of is true, huh? So I don't see I didn't have a problem with him if he quit or not as far as the agent and finally deciding if he had a choice or not. Because I guess he felt like he was brainwashing to doing this, which he kind of was. Actually, he kind of was. Now I take that back. He kind of was. Yeah, I think in Skyfall, M pretty much said, yeah, I brainwashed you, yeah. Yeah, you liked it. So, I like that a lot. Christoph Waltz is great, like I said. I like I love that, like you said, the old MI6 building they blew up in Skyfall. I love how it was set up with the photos of, like, M and Vesper and Silva and all them and stuff like that. I was just like, man, Blofeld's a fucking dick just fucking with you, huh?
Oh, I gotta give credits to the special effects of the Blofeld eye incident.
Oh, yeah.
That shit look real as fuck.
I love it because he's on the ground crawling and shit like a little bitch like he should be. And did you not see James Bond ejecto-cito, cuz? Did you not see that, Cody? Ejecto-cito, cuz. You know, another complaint I've been hearing, too, I saw this in a lot of reviews talking about, we've seen this before, it's nothing new in an original. It's like, yeah, it's been 24 fucking films. Would you... At one point, it's going to start retreading water. Yes. But to me, I thought it felt fine, felt new to me. I loved him and Madeline teaming up together, and I love her motivation of saying, I want to know, you know, I love that part where she thought, I know why my father did what he did now, whatever and shit, because it's almost like that was like a realization to her, like, yeah, you can kill me now because I understand that my father knew your ass was crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, Cody, final thoughts, then.
Final thoughts, man. I'm not gonna lie, man. I
kind of
adore this movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I said it, bitches.
Oh, Cody, you pissing us off now.
I'm happy, bro. I'm happy, bro.
Nobody's opinion matters until you hear the voice of the voiceless.
Exactly. From the moment this shit opened, I knew I was in for a hell of a time, man. Because, my God, I don't think I can speak for this open sequence enough, man. Jesus, this shit was pitch perfect.
Dan Craig, got to do a fifth one. You just got to do a fifth one.
Goddamn, if something somehow tops that open, goddamn, I could be able to take it.
That's what I want to see. I want to see another opening from these guys. I want to see another opening.
Yeah, leave, man. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Just wait till the Blu-ray come out, Cody.
Yes. Like I said, Dan Craig, perfect Bond. Always a top four. I don't know what the fuck some people talk about with him. Don't get it at all. He's the best Bond of all time.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would ever top
him.
Ever.
Yeah, he's got that ever. Robert Downey Jr. Syndrome going, mad. It's going to be a bitch to replace him.
Yeah, I said he's about Sean Connery, goddammit. Yeah.
Oh, everybody know that. Come on now. If you don't know that, then something wrong with you. I'm sorry, but we've said it before, we'll say it again. He's produced some of the best Bond series we got going right now.
Yes.
Easily. No bar. And matter of fact, this is the guy that got the most shit for being Bond before he became it.
Yeah, man. Like I said, every action sequence in here was fucking awesome. Joe Bautista. While I did one expanded roles for Moneypenny and whatnot, I enjoyed her. I enjoyed him. I enjoyed Madeline. And finally had a Bond girl with some depth.
That was another thing why someone told me it was sexist. They were just like, why is Moneypenny behind a desk now? They're like, you remember in Skyfall, she said, I'm giving up the action field, right? Whatever. He was just like, I shouldn't have to rewatch that movie to understand it. I was like, all right, man.
okay.
Man, fuck you, dude. You need a dick, dude.
Like you said, I thought the music was great. The cinematography was fucking awesome. Almost Skyfall level. Probably evil, actually, when I think about it.
Yeah.
Direction was awesome. The script was pretty goddamn good. Little quibble here and there, but I don't think anything too massive. Not massive enough to give this shit a fucking 61% around to me. I'll tell you that shit.
Man, that's some bullshit. You know, Quantum Solace got a 66%.
Yeah, come on.
What did I tell you, man?
I just don't get some people. But, yeah, man, I honestly enjoyed this film pretty much top to bottom, villains and all. I forgot to mention you, Christoph Waltz, great Charles Blow film. Fantastic. Yeah, man, I'm going to give this a high seed.
Oh, you just stuck it to everyone, Cody. Oh.
I gotta give it a high seed. Call me fanboy, call me whatever the fuck you want. I love you some Bond.
I can see everybody going out there. You know another person that loves this too. Our fellow spoiling bastard Sean loves the fuck out of this movie.
Yeah, we text about all day.
Man, that motherfucker! As soon as he saw it, he just texted me all day. Whatever. He's like, I don't get what the fuck is wrong with people, man. This movie was fucking. I think he said the same thing you said. He was like, for me, it was on the level of Skyfall here, whatever. He was like, the action shots of it was just shot beautiful, man. It was shot beautiful. Even Blofeld's. I can't remember what country they were in at this time.
Yeah, I don't remember the country, but I should talk about
it. Yeah, that little field operation he had going on. You remember when those dudes working those computers just turned around in slow motion? I was like, you better get the fuck up out this room now. It was really one of those moments where I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, because these dudes, they were like, oh, look at these computer nerds, whatever. And then those dudes started standing up. I was like, damn, they actually, yeah, y'all got some height on y'all. Don't hurt me, Mr. Big Man, please. It's like, I'm gonna go ahead and do it, you know, cause I'm gonna do my final thoughts on this song now. I thought that this shit was... This shit makes me want to cry, too. I'm not going to lie. But... this shit was spectacular, Cody. I thought this Bond delivered on what my expectation was and what I wanted more. It was definitely a nice little wrap-up. But if anything, I do want more Daniel Craig, man. I don't want to give this up. We just got a good thing going right here. And I feel like people are just pushing him to the side because they just really want this fucking Idris Elba shit in here, which I just don't get personally. But the action here was shot great. I thought the acting was great, except for C. Obviously, that motherfucker looked like just a wet worm in this movie or something like that. I did like when M threw his ass off the rooftop, though. You just see his body land. Awesome. I like that M was more involved with this. The quirky comments between Q and James Bond were definitely there, just from like Skyfall. The shots in here was beautiful, like I said. Action was great. I did like Madeline a lot. It was funny for her because, you know, at first I was like, oh man, I'm not gonna like her, am I? And she just got better. I love the storyline that they had going with her and her father. Yeah, dude, Cody, I'm with you, man. And you know this thing too. I was talking shit about this song and this guy not singing it, but they didn't play it. The lyrics, but they played the score of it every now so in there, and it was fucking gorgeous, man. They played it. I remember before he went to Blofeld's place, and before they got on the train, and it was just like, yeah, this is awesome. I was like, I'm feeling the fuck out of this movie. And another plus too is 2.5 hours long, and I wanted more.
Yeah.
I was like, give me more. I was like,
it breezes by, in my opinion.
This is the first Marvel film I think I actually sat through the credits and was hoping something would have came up. I really was. I was like, I kind of wanted them to do like that fucking shitty ass Evil Dead remake or whatever, and just have them pop them say, you can leave now, something. I was like, because I just didn't feel complete until someone said, you can leave now, or goodbye, or something. I was just like, oh man, dude. Yeah, it's definitely a high seed for me, man. I put it up there with... I don't think it's better than Casino Royale or better than Skyfall, but I think it's damn near a close par to one, man. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. I can't wait for this to come out on Blu-ray. I hope they do, like, some collector's edition with the Bond, Daniel Craig ones or whatever, so I can purchase them. Because this guy's been fucking fantastic. And Wayne, I know you don't like this, but I got to do it again. You get a standing fucking ovation, man. Yes, you get a... If this is your last Bond film, which I don't think so neither, whatever, but... But you've done a fucking fantastic job, man. Ever since Casino Royale to now, I fucking adore you, Daniel Craig. You do no wrong to me now. You do no wrong to me.
He cannot do any wrong. Mr. Craig.
Mr. Craig.
Mr. Craig.
Mr. Craig. That's how we're going to address you now. You really are Bond.
Oh, hell yeah.
James Bond. And I just want to say one more thing. Everybody out there that don't like this, you can eat a fucking giant-sized Nick Cannon dick. All up in your fucking mouth. Eat a fucking... I hope he nuts in your fucking throat. Yeah, eat Daniel Craig's dick while you're at it, too. And I hope he nuts all up in that motherfucker. Call that shit rape or something.
Welcome, James. You came across me so many times, yet you never saw me. What took you so long?
Is this really what you want? Living in the shadows? Hunting? Being hunted? Always alone?
I don't stop to think about it. It was me, James.